에요.
Welcome to Mailbox. Reception reports have been pouring in from all over the world in the wake of Radio Prague's special program last Sunday to mark the 85th anniversary of Czech radio. We've received reports from our regular listeners as well as from first-timers from all around the globe. It's a great pleasure to know that you are out there listening and, as many of you write, that you enjoy our broadcasts. Thank you very much for your interest, and your special QSL cards are in the post. We'll quote from some of your reports later, but first of all, here's an email from Aloysia Krasny from Sydney, Australia, responding to this week's report on a new TV ad trying to lure tourists to Prague.
Prague is such a beautiful city, filled with history, art, culture and architecture, great pubs, food, wine and beer. It offers so much, and to advertise using models is quite unnecessary. The city advertises itself. Many Australians go to Prague and love it. What you need is to get someone like the mayor of Prague to walk through the streets and different places to advertise it. I think Mr. Richter's concept of attracting those tourists that stay in luxury hotels and eat at chic restaurants is all wrong. That is not Prague. People come to Prague to absorb the city in all its glory. After all, it is known as Golden Prague.
And now on to your reception reports responding to our special program to mark the 85th birthday of Czech radio. Brian Kendall tuned in to the broadcast in England.
I have incidentally been listening to broadcasts from Prague for over half of that period of 85 years. You, I think, are aging better than I am. I did, of course, recognize the snatch of Forward Left, which you included in the musical introduction to your special feature. It was quite a stirring song, I think.
Imo Obong Umana listened in Ibom State, Nigeria.
Hello. First and foremost, greetings from the dark, lovely, shiny black coals of the Africa continent. I would love to shout a happy birthday to Radio Prague on your 85th birthday. Congratulations for being on the air for 85 good years of solid broadcasting, with all the hurdles and throes that go with it. You know, it's not an easy task. Anyway, I wish you more babies and a longer life on air.
And Fanelli tuned into our broadcast in New York, where, unfortunately, there were rather poor reception conditions.
I have listened to Radio Prague since 1966, and my favorite current program is Soundcheck. I also enjoy your Czech broadcasts. I studied Czech for a year in college many years ago, and when I go back to my textbooks, I'll be able to understand more. Since yours was one of the very first QSL cards I ever received, I hope you will be able to send me an 85th anniversary QSL. Wishing you much success in 2008 and well into the future.
Thank you very much, and your QSL card is in the post. Soumya Bhattacharjee is our regular listener from West Bengal.
Congratulations, Český rozhlas, on your 85th anniversary. I'm very happy to find you are still smiling and remaining forever young. These days, we DXers are always afraid of the deteriorating future of shortwave radio broadcasting, and such anniversaries encourage us and we see a line of hope. I hope to see you celebrating more anniversaries in the future.
Thank you. And Ashraful Islam from Bangladesh is also a faithful listener.
Congrats. It's really an achievement for Radio Prague to pass 85 years successfully. As listeners, we are also very happy to be part of this historical event. You will be happy to know that we observed the 85th birth anniversary of Czech radio. In our club office, we arranged a gathering on this very happy occasion.
Wang Li writes from China.
Congratulations on Czech radio's 85th birthday. This is really an interesting and memorable program. I felt that I traveled in history over the airwaves. How time flies. Since I became acquainted with Radio Prague in 1993 on shortwave, Czech broadcasting has been my favorite worldwide. Although your transmission is rather weak on most occasions, I'm fond of listening to your station.
Eric Coy tuned in Denmark.
Congratulations on Czech radio's 85th birthday. I listened with interest to your excellent Sunday program and note that Radio Prague itself started in 1936, and I still have your 65-year anniversary broadcast from the 2nd of September 2001, also heard on 5930 kHz.
Jonathan Pukila was listening in Canada.
This was a well-presented program and a thoughtful look at Czech radio's history.
I've come to appreciate Radio Prague for your insightful presentations on material from your archives. Instead of letting the material sit there and collect dust, you actively engage it for the audience to understand and explore. Speaking of which, when is David Vaughan's series From the Archives going to return?
I have good news for you. From the Archives will be back in the summer. We also received many other reports from Japan, Italy, Russia, China and Sri Lanka and Venezuela. Craig Christ from Virginia even sent us a link to his website where he displays all his QSLs he ever received, including those from Radio Prague. Quite an impressive collection, I must say. And finally, before I say goodbye, I need to repeat our competition question. We would like you to tell us the name of the first ever Czech to win an Olympic medal. Here's a clue. It was at the 1900 Paris Olympics and he competed in the same discipline as Olga Fikotova, our April mystery lady. Please note that there was another medalist from this country who, however, was not a member of the Czech Olympic delegation. But either name qualifies as a correct answer. The address for your answers, as well as reception reports, is english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. Until next week, take care and happy listening.